I actually took the time this morning to read over the entire text of President Trump's executive orders. It's a lot of legalese, and it's a kind of thing, even in law school, that makes your eyes glaze over. However, there are a couple of words that don't even appear in these executive orders, not even once. Not even once. Words like Muslim. No, the word there doesn't exist. It's not there. No one mentions Muslim. The word Islam or Islamic. Nothing there. This is not a Muslim ban. Repeat, it is not a Muslim ban. Is it a really worthwhile ban? Does it achieve something really wonderful? Well, okay, here is 3 points I want to make. Number one, why all of the people who are screaming bloody murder and the sky is falling and it's the end of the Republic and oh my goodness, this is prejudice and bigotry. It's ridiculous. It's none of those things. But on the other side, it's stupid. Why do I say it's stupid? Not just because I'm a curmudgeon, but because I'm going to tell you the truth. No, I'm not a cheerleader for Donald Trump. And I'm not a cheerleader for the opposition. I'm a cheerleader for the truth. And the truth is, this achieves nothing to make Americans safer. It just creates a bunch of stupid controversy that is full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Nothing. That's what it's about. It's a nothing burger. And, oh, it annoys me. Okay, if somebody can explain to me how this does anything to make Americans safer. You know, Fox News, not CNN, not MSNBC, Fox did a whole list of all of the attacks on America that have taken place from September 11th to the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino to Fort Hood and on and on and on. And there are a bunch of attacks. Do you know how many people were actually traveling on visas from the affected countries? Zero. Zero. This has no impact on any of the attacks we've had so far. And the other reason it's extremely foolish. It's foolish politically because, look, the game of politics, and it's something we've talked about before, is to try to unite your side and divide the other side. Do you think Democrats are divided on this? Oh, really? Anybody hear a whole bunch of Democratic voices that have come up saying, yeah, Trump's right on this. Good thing. Great to have this travel ban. No Democrat has said that. Have there been any Republicans who have divided from the administration? Yeah, a whole bunch of them. And very prominent ones. People like Rob Portman, who won in a landslide in Ohio. People like Tim Scott of South Carolina and Marco Rubio of Florida and many others. Because this is not illegal or unconstitutional, but it is illogical. And it doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't help. The one best bit of news, and we'll go to your calls and we'll play you some of the other over-the-top reactions, and we'll tell you what President Obama had to say about this. He obviously has not bothered to even pick up the newspaper to figure out what this is. He completely misstates the nature of this, and it's shameful.